Twitter tantrum, Elon Musk quits Space's discussion of his suspension spree, shuts down feature. By Lucas Nolan on December 16, 2022. During a recent Twitter Spaces discussion about the suspension of a number of journalists from Twitter, Elon Musk abruptly left the conversation. A few minutes later, the entire Spaces feature was disabled across the platform. Breitbart News recently reported that Twitter suspended the account at Elon Jet, which was created by Jack Sweeney, a student at the University of Central Florida, to use public data from plane transponders that log longitude, latitude, and altitude to track the flight path of Elon Musk's private jet. A short while later, at least six prominent establishment media journalists were suspended from Twitter. These included New York Times technology reporter Ryan Mack, Washington Post reporter Drew Harwell, former MSNBC host Keith Olbermann, former Vox reporter Aaron Ruper, CNN reporter Doni O'Sullivan, Mashable's Matt Binder. Musk claimed that these accounts were banned as the reporters had doxed him during the course of their reporting on the Elon Jet account. Although the account has been deleted from Twitter, it remains active on other social media platforms and dedicated websites that will not be linked here due to concerns that Musk may see this as doxing and also suspend this reporter's, or Breitbart's, account. In a Twitter Spaces chatroom hosted by BuzzFeed News tech reporter Katie Notopoulos, Musk was asked about suspending the journalists. Musk said, "Well, as I'm sure everyone who's been doxxed would agree, sharing real-time information about somebody's location is inappropriate, and I'm sure that everyone on this call would not like that to be done to them. And there's not going to be any distinction in the future between journalists and regular people. Everyone's going to be treated the same. You're not special because you're a journalist, you're a Twitter citizen. So no special treatment. You dox, you get suspended, end of story. And ban evasion or trying to be clever about it. Like, oh, I posted a link to the real-time information is obviously somebody trying to evade the meaning." Notopoulos addressed Musk's statement that posting a link to information could result in a ban, stating that some of the reporters that were suspended, such as The Neat's Ryan Mack and Washington Post's Drew Harwell, discussed the real-time info in the course of their reporting and asked if Musk considers that ban evasion. "You share the link to the real-time information, ban evasion, obviously," Musk said. Notopoulos said that she didn't believe that Harwell had posted a link to the information, to which Harwell said, "You're suggesting that we're sharing your address, which is not true, and you're suggesting that we're posting," Musk then interrupted Harwell saying, "Yes, you are sharing my address." Harwell said he had not done so, to which Musk responded, "You posted a link to the address." Harwell responded, "We posted a link? In the course of reporting about Elon Jet, we posted links to Elon Jet, which are now not online, now banned on Twitter. And Twitter also marks even the Instagram and Mastodon accounts of Elon Jet as harmful, which we have to admit and acknowledge is using the same exact link blocking technique that you have criticized as part of the Hunter Biden New York Post story in 2020, so what is different here?" Musk responded, "It is no more acceptable for you than it is to me, so, anyway." Harwell asked, "So it's unacceptable what you're doing?" Musk replied, "No, you dox, you get suspended, end of story, that's it." Musk then left the space completely and did not take any more questions. A few minutes later, not only was the Notopoulos space deleted, but the entire space's feature was shut down across the platform. One user asked Musk about the missing spaces, to which Musk responded that the platform was fixing a legacy bug. As of the time of the writing of this article, Spaces do not appear to be functioning. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan.